The best model got better today, and the price didn't move. The thing that chooses between models got bid up eightfold. It's Friday, July 24th. Anthropic replaced the top of its lineup this morning. Claude Opus 5 takes over from Opus 4.8, with better agentic judgment, more efficient tool calling, and 84% on the online mind-to-web computer use benchmark. It costs $5 per million input tokens and 25 per million output. That's exactly what Opus 4.8 cost. The capability moved, the price didn't. Within hours, reporting landed that Stripe is in talks to buy OpenRouter for close to $10 billion. OpenRouter raised in May at $1.3 billion. It makes no models. It sits between developers and the providers, aggregating more than 300 models from over 60 vendors, letting an application compare prices, switch models mid-flight, and fall back automatically when one degrades, and it takes about 5% of each call, roughly 8 times the valuation in about 2 months. Put those side by side, and the market is legible. The engine tier improved and held its price, which is what an improving commodity does. Quality rises, the number stays, and the cost of switching suppliers falls to a line in a config file. The switch in front of the engines got repriced eightfold. One detail from the launch explains it better than the valuation does. Lovable's co-founder measured Opus 5 as 22% better on their hardest agentic coding tasks, and more to the point, far less variable run-to-run. Reliability is what turns a model from a personality into a part, and parts get sourced through a switch. We argued the builders half of this 2 weeks ago. Construct systems so that any model can be fired. Today, a payments company put $10 billion on the machinery that does the firing. And it's worth being precise about why the buyer is a payments company. As software starts paying for its own inference per call at machine speed, the meter for model consumption and the meter for money are converging into one product. The counter-argument deserves saying plainly. 5% of somebody else's inference is the most attackable margin in this stack. Cursor shipped its own routing. Ramp built the equivalent. Databricks introduced routing and reportedly looked at buying OpenRouter itself. $10 billion is a claim that a toll booth on commodity traffic holds for years. The traffic is certain. The toll is the part being priced. Underneath all of it, the physical bill kept climbing in public. PJM, the largest U.S. grid operator, cleared its capacity auction at $325 per megawatt day, the maximum its price cap allows, and still came up about 6.8 gigawatts short of what the grid needs to stay reliable. That's a market saying it can't buy enough at any permitted price. Regulators are moving in response. FERC ordered the 6 largest grid operators to defend or rewrite how they handle gigawatt-scale loads. Virginia started taxing data center electricity by the kilowatt hour, and memory stays scarce by its own supplier's account. Data centers are on track to take about 70% of global memory output, and SK Hynix's chief executive has put the end of the crunch beyond 2030. To the tape. We open a watch on Stripe, private and unbuyable, because that reported price is the cleanest statement anyone has made about where AI margin settles. We hold TSMC long and Micron long on the two bottlenecks that can price themselves, hold AMD long, and hold the Alphabet watch, where a grid auction clearing at its cap explains why even Google is leasing. The tape is the desk's scorecard, not advice. Our call, routing gets given away. By June 30th next year, at least one major cloud or developer platform ships multi-provider model routing with automatic failover at no incremental take rate, bundled into what you already pay them. What proves us wrong is next July arriving with every major platform still charging a margin on routed third-party inference. When a capability's price is a toll, rather than a cost, the incumbent with a bundling motive gives it a way to defend the surface underneath.